two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 5 o'clock report begins.
Sunset in Salt Lake City, a mere 5 minutes away. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report, the flash flood warning posted for St. George and Zion. Rain is pummeling the region for the first time in more than 155 days. The popular Narrows Trail and other slot canyons have been closed today. Along the Wasatch Front, this storm is bringing us a little closer to wintertime, with cooler temperatures, a little bit of rain, and some snow in the mountains. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson joins us live about this change in the weather. Paul?
Well, Jeff, it might not look like a lot of rain in spots, especially in northern Utah, but definitely enough to cause some problems for people all over the state. More is expected to fall through tomorrow morning, and public safety officials say people really need to drive a lot slower than they expect. UHP Sergeant Nick Street says four semis rolled today because other vehicles forced the drivers to take evasive action. So, slow down.
You ask a state trooper how fast I should be driving, I'm going to tell you probably about, if it's speed limit 70, I'm going to tell you to drive 58. Because the roadway's wet, it's actively raining, visibility's reduced, the roadway's slicker.
KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman expects about a foot of snow to hit the mountains, but weather watchers think not too much is going to hit the valley floors, maybe about a tenth of an inch today. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:01, Senator Mitt Romney is talking about vaping today. Nick Wyatt has details.
Jeff, Senator Romney isn't sold on the strategy to combat teen vaping from the nominee to run the FDA. Romney had the chance to question Dr. Stephen Hahn during his confirmation hearing before a Senate committee today. The senator says he understands that Dr. Hahn is a scientist wanting to do more research, but he wanted to hear more.
You know, I would have far preferred if he had just come out and said that he's looked at the evidence and that what he has seen so far suggests to him that having flavors is drawing more and more kids into vaping, and they're becoming addicted to nicotine without knowing it.
Dr. Hahn says aggressive action needs to be taken to tackle teen vaping. Excuse me, we'll go in-depth on this subject coming up at 5:15. EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland testifying in the impeachment inquiry today. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Nick, the man leading the impeachment hearing, Adam Schiff, says today's testimony from the ambassador to the European Union lays out a bribery case against the president.
Today's testimony is among the most significant evidence to date.
Ambassador Gordon Sondland testified there was a quid pro quo with regard to the White House meeting and nearly $400 million in military aid to Ukraine. Steve Castor, legal counsel for the committee Republicans, asked Sondland if he was speculating.
You didn't have any evidence of that, correct?
Other than the aid wasn't being released and we weren't getting anywhere with the Ukrainians.
Sondland said the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, was pursuing the quid pro quo. President Trump reacting only to Sondland's testimony about a phone call in which Sondland asked the president what he wanted from Ukraine.
So here's my answer. I want nothing. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo.
The president's phone call with Sondland occurred more than a month after the call Mr. Trump had with the Ukrainian president asking him for investigations into the Bidens. Large-scale power outages are underway again in Northern California because of high winds and fire danger. Sonu Shande owns a restaurant in Sonoma County that is now up for sale. He says the power shutoffs have been the last straw.
It's very challenging to move all your inventory out and refill.
About 500,000 people are without power around Santa Rosa. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Impeachment will likely be on the docket for tonight's Democratic presidential debate. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ayres is live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Yeah, Nick, fun fact, 5 of the 10 Democrats on stage will serve as jurors in the Senate impeachment trial should the House vote to impeach the president. So there's little doubt the topic will come up. But ABC's Trevor Ault in Atlanta.
But there's much more divisive issues in terms of health care and how you pay for health care programs or gun control and many things of that nature.
Other storylines, 4 people haven't qualified for December's debates yet. Can they stand out? Billionaires could come under attack. President Barack Obama recently warning candidates against moving too far to the left. The debate from the Tyler Perry Studios starts at 7. Live from the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL's following this hour. The disgraced former mayor of Baltimore now facing fraud and tax evasion charges.
Baltimore's former mayor is now facing 11 federal counts of corruption, including wire fraud, conspiracy, and tax evasion. And after reading each of those counts one by one, U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland, Robert Herr, saying here,
"This is a tragedy and the last thing that our city needs."
Catherine Pugh is scheduled for an initial court appearance and arraignment tomorrow here in U.S. District Court. Scott Wyckoff, ABC News, Baltimore.
A Lyft driver has been charged with 2 counts of forcible sex abuse in Davis County. An arrest warrant was issued today for 37-year-old Eduardo Arce Aguilar. Charging documents show he assaulted the woman after picking her up from a club last September. The victim is now joining 13 other women in a lawsuit against the ride-sharing company who say they were also sexually assaulted by their drivers. KSL News Time is 5:05.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
The tow truck has arrived on the crash in Murray, southbound I-15, approaching 53rd South on the left. We also have a crash. This is southbound Bangor Highway, 9800 South at Shields Lane. We're trying to get that moved to the shoulder. And a crash with injuries, 13th East, about 3700 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 5:06.